Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan on News Talk.
If you are looking for a new podcast recommendation, our pod squad are here to separate the trash from the gold. And today we're talking about Nicky Byrne HQ.
And then you jump ship. And to be honest with you, it was a scary time.
Yeah, of course.
Because unlike a job, although, you know, it was a job, but unlike a job, we depended on each other.
Yeah, of course.
And you did effectively jeopardise
100%.
And it could have been.
This could have been a very different conversation.
Well,
also,
you could have been sitting here as the next Robbie Williams, and I could have been forgotten about just like the others. Mm. And it could have been a very different conversation.
Absolutely. Yeah, but look, as I said, that was. I look back now as a 24-year-old who made a very selfish decision, because obviously I didn't take the four of you into the consideration, but where my head was at the time, I just needed to sort my own head and life out.
That's Nicky Byrne HQ, our pod squad today. News Talk's Laura Donnelly and 98FM producer Russell Alford, both with me in studio. Laura, what is this podcast about, first of all?
Well, Nicky Byrne is selling it and promoting it as sitting down with people he knows from the industry from years ago, and he's selling it as kind of a tell-all or a reveal-all. So that trailer was dropped a couple of weeks ago, and it was really dramatic with Brian McFadden, because they're promising that they'll tell us everything that went on back then. And other guests so far have been Gary Barlow, Katie Price. This week is Michael Flatley. And there was also a mention in one of the episodes, I can't remember which, that Nicky's also spoken to Louis Walsh. So I assume that's coming at some point as well.
Had you listened to this podcast before? It's really new. Like, it's probably only in the last maybe month, 5 weeks, I'd say it's out. So it's a very new podcast.
Yeah, I wasn't on my radar that Nicky Byrne was even doing a podcast until everyone was sharing that trailer, and I hadn't listened to it until you asked me to. So it's probably about 3 or 4 weeks now, because there's 3 episodes that we've listened to and another one coming this week, so probably in its 4th week.
Just, Russell, explain to listeners how it works.
It's a very simple podcast. He sits down, I believe, in his shed where he has a bar, which a lot of celebrities have been photographed in and videoed in over the time, and he just asks. It's a very, very casual conversation, to the extent that my poor radio production mind goes, he hasn't even introduced the person. He just opens the mic and starts, "How are you? How's it going?"
Yeah.
And it's a bit like, okay, I know we all know who Brian McFadden is, but could you at least introduce them for a moment?
You can tell their friends that they know each other well straight away.
And that's a lovely thing about this. It's not interviewing people for interviewing's sake. There's that connection between everyone. So I've listened right up to the last episode, which was Gary Barlow's one. And the connection that's there is really nice, because the stories of when they met, last time they met was ages ago, especially Katie Price's ones, they're exactly the same age, and how their careers are so different and how they've gone down different paths. But they have this commonality of they are both the same age and in the industry around the same time. The fun thing is at the very end of each episode,
I love this part.
It's so much
fun.
And I wish more was made of it, that he asks every guest to create their own boy band. But one has to leave.
Yeah, that's the best part, especially when he started with Brian McFadden about this. Because a lot of people do your kind of death row dinner table guests, but he does what boy band would you put together and would you manage? Did you enjoy it, Laura?
I didn't love the first episode, the Brian McFadden episode. And full disclosure, I was a massive Westlife fan when I was a teenager, and this should be right up my street, but it wasn't. And I'm not really sure why. I kind of think the trailer over-egged it a bit. It didn't really fully deliver on that. Brian McFadden, sorry if he's listening, does this really annoying thing of when you're asked a question, you say everything but the answer. So when he's asked about why did you leave Westlife, and he says, "Oh, well, do you know what? It wasn't this, it wasn't that. And I was thinking about it, and I used to think this, and now I think that." And I was like, "But tell us why." And it's a lot of talking without giving the actual details. And I think Nicky Byrne is actually a really good interviewer.
Like, I thought he was very good.
He's great.
He lets them talk and like lets it hang and lets them fill the space. But I just thought Brian let it down. But then Gary Barlow was a model guest, star guest.
Yes.
And Katie Price as well really surprised me.
I actually, so first of all, right, look, if you're a regular listener to this show, you know I'm a huge Westlife fan and I'm a big Nicky Byrne fan. And this is actually probably the only podcast that we've discussed on this show that I had already listened to the Brian McFadden podcast episode. I hadn't listened to Katie Price. To be honest, I probably wouldn't have bothered with Katie Price one. I wouldn't have had a huge amount of interest in it, only for we were going to be talking about it. And again, it was a huge Take That fan, so I had no problem listening to Gary Barlow. I really enjoyed it. I felt I got quite a good bit out of it. And I love the insight that you get from, like, because in my mind, you know, you're a superstar, you're a pop star, like, it must be just nothing but fun and parties and crack. And when you're listening to them talking about, like, it's airport, it's car, it's hotel, it's concert, it's back to airport, car, hotel, that you're handed an A4 sheet a couple of months out before the next year to say, here's your timetable, and you might have a 2-week break.
Yeah.
I probably never really realised how hard it was.
No, and it's also so interesting hearing the mindset of them, that they're like, you know, going to work, and they correct themselves and say, well, it's work to us. I know it's going on stage at the Three Arena, but it's still work. And it is mad for us who don't go into the Three Arena every day or whatever to think of it as like that. I think it just shows the amount of behind the scenes stuff that was in there as well. The fact that, like, in Gary's episode in particular, how in Take That, all the families, all their mams, all have, like, groups together, they all know each other so well. I think that shows so much more behind the scenes than maybe you'd ever get in a documentary. You get that genuine connection of what happens, you know, coming off stage and the Ferraris are out the back and they have to run
out before. Keys are in the ignition, ready to go.
That was fascinating. So there's a lot of tidbits in there throughout this podcast that just make you go, wow, what a time to be alive. What a joy of a job it seems to be.
Did you like these kind of podcasts, Laura, typically, don't you?
Yeah, this typically would be right up my street and for this kind of topic. But I think I was just a little bit let down by the first episode, but then really, really brought back in. And I really liked the Katie Price episode, as you mentioned. She comes across like so warm and likeable in it. And I've never seen that with her before. She does lots of interviews, and I've never seen that with her in any of the content I've watched of her before. She's really likable, and she just really surprised me. And Gary Barlow, as you mentioned, gives you loads of little tidbits. Like, I didn't know about the auditions for Take That and stuff like that. My one gripe as well with the earlier episode is it was an hour and 30.
Now that's my one criticism.
No podcast needs to be 1 hour 34 minutes.
If Nikki Byrne is listening, my one criticism of this, and I've really enjoyed it, because typically it isn't the kind of podcast I like, but I have enjoyed it because I enjoy Nikki. But my one criticism is the duration of it. It's too long, but at the same time, I'm going to speak out the other side of my mouth now and say I listened to all of it. So, I mean, you know, like,
you're sold.
I think that goes back to the point that I said at the start, that there's just tiny little production elements that need to be brought in just to cut it down. It was so fascinating that constantly it was, oh yeah, Louis was sitting in that seat a couple of weeks ago and he said this. We haven't heard Louis's episode yet.
Yeah.
So stop, you know, giving away everything. We get that it's all recorded out of sequence or whatever, but, you know, keep up the illusion at least, for the very least of it all.
The pretend. I like what he gets out of the guests as well.
Yeah, I think that's a credit to Nikki himself, in that he knows them a bit. Like, maybe he knew Brian really well, but they haven't seen each other, as they say, in years. They drop into conversation, oh, I bumped into you in LA, or I saw you in the pub at Christmas. But, like, he is a talented interviewer, and I was not surprised by that, but, like, it did surprise me that the podcast was so good. But I agree with Russell in the production elements, and as well, they sometimes play clips and you can't fully hear the clips.
Yeah.
And they just need to tweak that, and it's a simple thing.
And it's a simple thing as well of forgetting that people are listening only. I know that they put the videos on YouTube and they're very well produced. It actually looks like, you know, some of the big popular American podcasts when it's on YouTube. But it is an audio first thing. So, you know, be more aware of that. And look at this photo. Describe the photo to me then.
Yeah, yeah. There is a bit of that. The one thing struck me from this, I could see this as a television show.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, there's potential there.
It's absolutely, it has a bang of a bit of a late late office or a Saturday night with Nikki Byrne, sit down, guest, chat, you know, so like that very much struck me from listening to it. And the fact that I actually listened to the full hour 40 minutes, I think, or whatever it is, says an awful lot. Will you recommend it, Laura Donnelly?
I'll have to listen to a few more, but I will recommend it and say, if you didn't love the first one, stick with it.
Yeah.
And I'll probably tell people to start with the Katie Price episode.
Mm. Okay. I prefer the Gary Barlow one. Well, after Brian McFadden. How many stars out of 5?
I'm going to say 3 because episode 1 brought it down for me.
For you.
Yeah. Russell?
I'm on 3 as well. I would agree.
What?
I just need a bit more. Maybe in a month's time I'd maybe give it a 4. But I do think, like, the Katie Price episode is fascinating but very heavy in parts as well.
Yeah.
But she's an open book anyway. But she's a very open book in this particular episode. But a really great one. Gary Barlow's is fab.
Will you recommend it?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. I'm giving it 4.8. Yeah, whoa. And the only reason I'm deducting marks is because the length of some of the podcasts, and I would have given it 5 out of 5 if there had been more episodes.
Or 6 out of 5.
Yeah, I will listen to Michael Flatley as well. I'm actually a bit of a Michael Flatley fan.
Oh yeah,
yeah.
This is all your dreams come true.
I know. Yeah. It's there you are.
Can't simple wait for that. The next guest being you.
Never. We are talking about Nikki Byrne HQ. That is our pod squad. Laura Donnelly, Russell Alford. Thanks a million to you both for joining us on the pod squad today.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan. Weekdays at midday on News Talk.